a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Well, last week, Nancy Pelosi introduced the so-called Equality Act. Now, this bill, if it were to become law, would add sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes under federal civil rights laws. And trust me, that's coming. You know, it is, because whatever you tolerate or say, I can live with that. If you tolerate, your kids will embrace it. And here's what's crazy. In places like Connecticut, where you see guys who say they're women running track meets and setting alleged state records, which of course they're not, and standing on the podium getting gold and silver medals, when the women and girls who actually worked their tails off and earned those positions on the podium don't get a chance to be up there. That's what's wrong with this. This is damaging to women is what it is, in my estimation. Monica Burke is a research assistant at the DeVos Center for Religion and Civil Society at the Heritage Foundation. Monica, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Am I wrong about this?
No, you're absolutely right. Despite its name, the Equality Act actually furthers inequality, particularly for women and girls. You already raised the example of how this bill would allow biological males to compete on women's sports teams.
But they already do. And that's already happening. That's the thing. Like in Connecticut, I just read stories about these two guys that came in first and second. They're transgendered women or whatever nonsense it is. Come on. I'm not playing that game. The fact of the matter is, you're born a guy. You're a guy. If you're running track against girls, you're running against girls. And there are biological differences. It's called biological dimorphism for basic first grade science. There are differences between male and female of all species, including humans.
Exactly. And this bill would punish Americans nationwide simply for believing that there is a biological reality of And as you mentioned, it's already happening on the state level. We've already seen both high school and professional athletes lose competitions to biological males competing in female categories. But in addition to what this would mean for women in the context of sports and competing for women's scholarships, it also poses a danger for women's only spaces such as bathrooms, locker rooms, and other private facilities. And again, we've already seen on the state level the concern here is that predators will take advantage of these policies and use them to gain access to new victims. So women are the ones who really end up unequal under the Equality Act. And this is just the beginning of a number of concerns that we have about this deeply authoritarian bill.
You know, and it's funny that those on the left call me a denier. It's an interesting thing, you know. I'm a denier of science. I don't think so. Here's a scenario for you I want to ask you about, Monica. So if you're a coroner, will these laws someday require a medical examiner to write an autopsy, a postmortem report based on fantasy or on medical fact? I mean, how far is this idiocy going to go?
So these are the exact kind of conflicts that we should expect to see more of should the Equality Act pass. This bill would constitute a nationwide health care mandate, and it could potentially force doctors to provide and insurers to pay for transition-affirming surgeries. And this creates all kinds of ambiguities because there are a number of contexts in which biological sex is indeed a relevant factor. And we need our law to remain intelligible in these areas. And so the Equality Act would raise all kinds of issues across a number of fields. And of course, as I mentioned, it actually promotes inequality. There are victims to this bill, as we've seen on the state level, women who have lost titles to biological males, parents who have lost custody of their children because they declined to have doctors perform transition-affirming surgeries on them. Charities for battered women that are being threatened with lawsuits because they would not allow biological males to sleep next to
women. Yeah, I saw that. That's
sexually abused.
One of the most egregious ones I've seen, a women's shelter, battered women's shelter, where a woman and her daughter went to get away from an abusive husband, and the shelter is letting in men. Well, it's a transgender woman. No, it's a man. And these people fled the shelter. This woman and her daughter, I just read the story maybe a month ago. It was a gut-wrenching story. They fled the shelter because they couldn't stand the idea of being around a man, whether he's wearing a dress or not.
Of course. And the problem with the Equality Act is that it precludes localized solutions to any of these conflicts of interest. Of course, we want everyone to be able to find housing in a homeless shelter. However, we also need to protect the very legitimate needs of women, especially women who have been sexually abused, who don't want to be exposed to potential predators, but also simply don't want to be exposed to the male body. And so we need to respect their privacy, respect their safety, and our law must remain intelligible. We must leave localized solutions open as a possibility. And so the Equality Act, again, it would ultimately further inequality by forcing, it's going to affect women who are in disadvantaged circumstances disproportionately.
Yeah, here's the thing, here's for me, and people can do as they want, but I am not going to be forced. I'm not going to be forced to play along with somebody else's fantasy. If it interferes with, you know, if it's somebody checking me out, I mean, I've had transgender people that have been clerks at stores and so forth. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't matter. Right? It's irrelevant. But if your fantasy is going to somehow negatively impact me or my family, certainly my daughters, I'm not playing that game. You know, I'm not going to stand there quietly and allow some guy to run against my daughter on the track team. It's not going to work for me. And I'm going to make noise about it. And you know what? I might get thrown out of the track meet, and I don't care because I'm not going to play along and pretend that somebody's a woman when they're not. I'm not playing that game. I don't care how people identify. It's fine. Like I say, if they're a clerk at a store, that doesn't bother me in the least. It's fine. It doesn't hurt. But there are places where you draw the line, and sporting activities is one of them.
And I think you have a point, too, that most Americans have a live and let live mentality when it comes to these issues. We want everyone to be treated well, to be treated with dignity and with kindness. But this bill would represent the government inserting itself into individual interactions and requiring that everyone adhere to a new sexual ideology, regardless of their moral or medical reservations.
For example,
we saw a teacher. He tried to come to a compromise after a student transitioned. He said, I don't feel comfortable using the preferred pronouns in this situation, but I will use the student's preferred name and not use any pronouns whatsoever. And he was still fired from his job over this. And so in order for Americans to live and let live, for us to live with our differences of opinion on these issues, we need to stop the Equality Act because it would preclude any kind of meaningful compromise.
You know, if I identify as a pickup truck, just by standing in the garage doesn't make it so. Just the way
it
is.
And this is part of the problem with the term gender identity, why we shouldn't enshrine it in law, is because it's very, by definition, fluid and subjective. And so it's completely unclear where the boundaries of that term
are. There are no boundaries. It's whatever they think today. And if you don't, and I'm going to change today, and today I want this pronoun, today I want that. It's nonsense. It's gobbledygook. And I'm not, again, I do have a live and let live mentality. I don't care. You do whatever you want. You want what clothes you want to wear, it doesn't matter to me. You identify as a woman, it doesn't matter to me. When it infringes on me and my family and then impacts my rights, that's when we stop.
And you mentioned earlier your concerns about your own children, and I think this is one that is common to many Americans. What could this bill mean for parental rights?
Well,
it could
clearly
potentially endanger families politicizing medicine.
When does the government come in and say, you have to, you know, have the surgery, you have to give your child these hormones and so on and so forth, which is child abuse to me. Monica, I got to run. Greatly appreciate it. Good conversation. Common sense conversation. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, live and let live, but don't come and tell me and demand of me what I have to do on your behalf because of your belief, all right? I'm not going there. I'm not doing it. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.